December 3rd. Yes, I know that, but Big John invited all the fellers over for a party on you because you had all of us believing that you was going to marry Miss McClanahan. Big John can't very well call a party off now that everybody's counting on it, so we're going to have it anyway.
Yeah, fine. And since we're going to have a party anyway, we'll use it to celebrate me staying a bachelor. I can't think of anything finer to celebrate.
Yeah, neither can I. Boy, oh boy. That's something to have a party about, or for, or whatever.
Well, since we're going to have the party, we may as well get on up the street and buy the food and the refreshments that we'll be needing.
That's a good idea.
I'll say it is. Hey, I'll drive you up there in my taxi cab, Big John.
Okay, let's be going. We'll make Krausmeyer's Butcher Shop our first stop. They have that wonderful special-made Limburger cheese that we all like so much.
Yeah, fine. Well, as the French people say, shall we, allures?
You're going to have to eat at the party, Big John. I mean, just tell me. You know, you said you're going to have Limburger cheese and marinated herring. That's not the only thing you're going to have, is it?
Well, all the fellows I've invited are members of our club, the Limburger Cheese Marinated Herring Lover Society of Cincinnati. But, of course, we're going to have other things, too.
We're going to have a few bunch of radishes. Old Smiling Sam Bishop Sr. sure loves radishes. As a matter of fact, so does old Frank Flake. I've seen him sit down and eat as high as 6 bunches of radishes without even stopping.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll have radishes. We'll have some green onions, too. I think we should have some Bermuda onions to slice on the Limburger cheese sandwiches. That makes them real good. And, oh, hey, we better have some boiled ham.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Maybe you want to make sure that you get some of that extra good rye bread. You know the kind that I mean.
Yeah, I know the kind you mean, Mayor. I'll be sure to have that kind of rye bread, because if we don't, old Dick Bray won't enjoy the party at all. Might not even come, huh?
Well, there's Krausmeyer's Butcher Shop. And there's a good parking space right over there in front of the store you.
Yeah, all right, lad. I see it. In we go. There we go. How's that for parking a car there, Spiky lad? I made it on the first try without even scraping the tires against the curb. Was that good there?
Yeah, real fine, Yuki.
Driving.
Real fine. Come on, let's go on in. Krausmeyer's doesn't look very busy right now. There's only one customer in there, and Mama Krausmeyer's waiting on her.
Well, go on in. Open the door, Sparky.
Yeah, you won't get in by standing out here on the sidewalk talking about going in. Open the door there, Sparky lad. Here we go. Step right in after you, Big John. Yeah, all right, thank you.
Boy, there's Papa back there chopping pork chops.
Yeah, probably getting out the telephone orders that they got today.
Well, hello there, Big John and Sparky. Hello, you two there, all, Sir Bear Plumfront. Would you keep with you?
Hey, how are you today?
Good to see you. Fine today. Well, I'll be with you boys in just a minute, as soon as I finish waiting on Mrs. Weber here. Now, Mrs. Weber, let's see, would there be anything else?
Seems like Mrs. Weber's in the store every time we come in here.
I think I'll go back by Papa Krausmeyer, Big John. Maybe he'll give me a wiener to eat or a handful of sauerkraut.
Yeah, okay, Sparky. I know what you mean. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, and all right, this is the bed now. Let's see, that would be $5.68. $5.68 comes out from the till. $68.69. And 5 is 75, and 25 is 1, 2, 3, 4, and that makes the 10. Yeah. And there he is, Mrs. Weber, and I sent a delivery boy over with your spare ribs the first thing in the morning. And he can fix up his sauerkraut. And then come back again. Yeah. I'll be there. And now, Big John.
Well, Mama, we're going to have a party. I wonder if you could fix me up with about 15 pounds of that wonderful German Limburger cheese that you specialize in here.
Yeah. Me and Papa always have plenty of German Limburger in
the store. Yeah. Also, I'd like to have a 5-gallon jar of marinated herring. 5-gallon jar.
Just
you got such a thing?
Papa? August! Stop chopping on the pork chops there and listen to me for a minute. Papa's hearing ain't so good these days, Big John.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it? Was ist los, Mama? Oh, hello, Big John.
Wie geht's, gentlemen? Ganz gut.
Papa, we have got a jar with 5 gallons of marinated herring.
Yeah. We have got 5 gallon jar of marinated herring in the back. Just came in this morning.
Yeah, Big John. We could fill the bill. We got it.
Oh, good. Thank goodness, Big John. What you going to do with 5 gallons of marinated herring?
Well, we're going to have a little party, Papa.
With 15 pounds of Limburger cheese, too, Papa.
Ach, du liebe, 15 pounds of Limburger cheese and 5 gallons of marinated herring. Yeah, if the wind is blowing in the right direction, then me and Mama could sit in the back porch and enjoy your party.
That's right, as long as you're downwind from it, that's right, yeah. Papa Gossmer.
You go back and chop the pork chops, Papa. Oh, that man always has to be making many jokes. There had to be something else, Big John.
I'd like to have 5 pounds of boiled ham.
All right. Papa? Papa? August? Slice out 5 pounds of boiled ham.
Yeah, Mama. Just as soon as I give Sparky a handful with the raw sauerkraut. There you are, Sparky.
Hey, boy, thanks a lot there. Thanks a lot, Papa.
Say, don't forget the rye bread there, Buster.
Oh, that's right. Listen, I want, Mrs. Crossmeyer, I want 10 loaves of this rye bread. And I think that will be all.
Yeah, all right, Big John. And Papa will have the boiled ham in just a few minutes there.
Look, Mama, we have to go down the street to the fruit store and get some radishes and things. And we can pick up our things on the way back. You want to get our order ready? We'll just pick it up as we
all
go
right.
home.
That's really fine, Big John.
Okay, come on, Sparky. We're going down to Macaloosa's Fruit Market.
Yeah, well, you come back again, Sparky.
Yeah, and the next time, it gives me the universe.
Yeah, well, okay, Papa, we'll be seeing you. So long.
Well, okay. Let's get on down the street to Macaloosa's Fruit Market.
Hey, Sparky lad, how about giving me a little taste of that there raw sauerkraut that you got in your hand there? Wish old Papa Crossfire giving me some of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You be sure. Here, have some. Anybody else want any?
No, lad, not me. I don't care for raw sauerkraut. Cooked, I can eat a bushel of it, but not that.
Hey, here comes a fire engine. Must be a fire somewhere around here.
Hey, look at him go. Have to go around the corner and out Harrison Avenue. Wonder where the fire is.
I don't know, but come on, let's run down the corner and see. Can't find out where the fire ends. We're going if we don't go see. Come on there,
Sparky. I'm right behind you, Yuki. We're looking at everybody else running. Come on, Big John. Come on, let's go see where the fire is.
Yeah, I'm right with you, Sparky. Mustn't be too far away from here. Sounds like the fire trucks are stopping.
Hey, look. Look at that. The fire's right down the street. The fire engine stopped in front of the Chevy and Hills Hotel. That's where I live. Oh, there's smoke coming out of the hotel. Come on, fellas. Let's get out down there. The house is on fire.
Come on, look at all the flames coming out of the roof. The hotel where Yuki lives is on fire. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, this is really some fire. Look at the flames and smoke. The flames are leaping into the air almost 20 feet above the roof of the hotel. And the smoke is floating over the whole town. Boy, this is the hotel where Yuki lives. Maybe we better get closer down the street and see how things are coming along. Boy, if the Chevy of Hills Hotel burns down, Yuki won't have any place to live. Wouldn't that be a mess? Well, let's go see if the firemen can get the fire out. I'll see you later, kid. So long.